88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome back one of our favorite bands, Frightened Rabbit. Scott and Grant are here today. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
It's nice to be
thanks
back.
Thanks for having us back.
It's our home away from home.
Yeah, and we want you to feel that way. We love having you guys here, and we love the new album, Painting of a Panic Attack. Let's talk about the title.
Sure.
I've seen in a couple of interviews, beauty and turmoil, evocation.
I think that's something that we've been chasing for a while. That contrast is something that I've been interested in almost from the outset, where we have the music, the sonic palette is like an open door to this slightly more twisted lyrical content. So that thing where it's almost like we trap you, and then we close the door behind you, and then there's all this kind of dark content in there, and I think this album to me, and that's in part due to the way we were exploring the music, but also due to the producer Aaron, who I think this is the greatest contrast of beauty in the music and kind of pain in the lyrics.
The you mentioned Aaron Desner of the National. How did you come to work with Aaron?
Well, initially we were going to be working with him on a slightly different, with a slightly different relationship, in that he was going to come in at the demo stage and help us, flesh out the songs and the demos that we already had, ones that maybe we'd sort of hit a wall with, and he invested so much time in those songs and, at that stage in the process, that when it came to talking about producers and who was going to record it, there was really no other, there was no one else in the running really at that point, because he'd we'd sat with him, we'd spoken with him, Scott had been and worked with him in a studio for a couple of days, and it just everything just kind of came together really nicely.
Yeah, he'd already analysed a lot of what we'd done, not just the demos we'd been making up to that point, but also our previous records, and he was, I mean, I do believe he has the most astutely analytical mind in music that I've ever met. This is called I Wish I Was Sober.
Wrap my hand around the glass again. We all thought that I might change as I got older. Fell down in nothing black, wrapped in cotton alcohol again. But to the hilt I hear from the pickup on my shoulder. Free pour the fruitless thought. It's far too late to talk so much, but still not giving up the wish that I was so. Forgive me, I can't speak straight. Forgive me, I can't. Forgive me, it's far too late. Choked down the gateway drug, opened the gates and came the flood to come. Like a blush of love, it hits me without warning. Long nights of getting lost, I walk beneath the bridge I don't know. I need a black suit for tomorrow, I'm in the morning. My love, you should know, the best of me left hours ago. So shove a rag into my mouth and let me smolder. Fall out and the damage done, I can't unsink the things I've sung. Still not giving up for the wish that I was sober. Forgive me, I can't speak straight. Forgive me, I can't. Forgive me, it's far too late. Thank you. it off. I wish that I was sober now. Oh, come and shake me till I'm fried. I wish that I was sober. Oh, come to me, kill the night off. I wish that I was sober.
In terms of the evolution of Frightened Rabbit and you know, Al John on the side and other things, you know, you get to a point where X amount of albums in, Y amount of touring, and it's okay, who are we?
Exactly. I mean, an example of how we were trying to find our path with this album, the best thing, example of that is the fact that we made like 30 demos for a 12-track album. Just to figure out this direction, you know, and it took a while. There were many bad demos. There were demos that may have fitted on an album of ours 6 years ago. There were just wild ones that'll never fit on an album of ours, maybe. And then there was this clutch of songs that had something in common, but it was a task to, it's weird to feel that way at album number five. You think, I got this, you know, I know how to do this. And I guess we purposely did small things, like Grant pulled himself away from the kit and got a drum machine, and I started playing with, you know, software that I'd never played with before. And that became our path, is like, you know, bring yourself not entirely out of your comfort zone, but do something that you're not used to. And that really helped us to find a new way without forgetting everything that we've done.
Perhaps if it's a real life situation, the other person or persons involved, and there's repercussions there. So self-consciousness came to the forefront on a couple of levels.
Yeah. Well, I mean, exactly as you described, with the early demos and early lyrics from Scott, which were a bit too self-aware, you know, to the point where it was like,
"You sure you want this out there?"
Well, no, actually, it was the opposite. You mean the opposite? Don't you?
So he was in a way that he was hiding it and was sort of aware of, I guess, maybe aware of how open and honest he'd been in the past, and didn't want to do that again, or was, you know.
But you know how strange it is to sit in the same room as someone and write about a problem that you're having.
Yeah.
This one is called Die Like a Rich Boy. I need to find somebody to tear me away from the car crying babies and switchblade days, the bark of the unemployment hounds, and the thud of the thick white skull on the ground. I won't die in the bony arms of the state, to be laid to rest in the wake of a faded town. And if the raincoats come to steal my home, there's a big white house at the end of the road. I can see you wrapped in Egyptian thread in a marble garden immune to the mess. If you leave this world in a rhinestone shroud, we'd finally make your father proud. If I leave this world in a load of days, I'd finally have indeed my cake. I wanna die like a rich boy diving in a hydrocodone dream. You can die like a rich girl by me, oh how the magazines will grieve.
I wanna die like a rich boy bathing in a milk bath I could drown. I wanna die like a rich boy, even if we're as poor as we are now. I wanna die like a rich boy drowning in a lake that bears my name. You can die like a rich girl by me, flushed and radiant with fame. I wanna lie in state on the TV in a golden cardboard crown. And I wanna die like a rich boy, even if we're as poor as we are now. Now, so tear me away from the feral street they lumped us in. I'll be Shakespeare's moonstruck king. We can lose our minds at the top of the hill, burn cash and carry a decadent flame into the night and beyond the grave.
The concern about making a commodity out of these vulnerable, deep, sometimes dark truths, I couldn't help but think, yeah, but then these are the emotionally resonant songs that so many people in their own dark hours go, someone else knows how I feel. So
yeah, it's
true. I don't know it's a commodity. It's like a shared... You know,
that was my point to you at the time, was like, you know, there's people out there who every time one of our records comes out, they're waiting for that one of the songs to be the one that pulls them in, and
it's almost like a reassurance.
Yeah. And with what was being written earlier, there would have been none of that. And you know, I do always take myself outside of the band when I hear. It's early demos, and once Scott's got the lyrics down, because, you know, I am listening from the outside lyrically, you know, although, you know, I'm still very much in the mix of what Scott's singing about, there's just still enough distance that I can really kind of objectively.
Well, and the familial, what don't the two of you know about each other? So that it's going to be kind of hard to pull one over on either one of you guys, right?
Well, maybe, but at the same time, like this album came at a time when I was, you know, I was living here and,
and distance.
We were talking less, obviously, just for that reason. But, you know, I think there's definitely with family members, there's something more where you could tell there's something not right, and maybe you don't want to say it, but you know. This one is called Get Out. Church between her thumb and her forefinger. I'm a worshipper, a zealot king, cursed, a devotee, the heady golden, and she does. She's an uncut drug, I find the vein and the pulse, but chased it, and for a minute I was floating dead. Above myself, get out of my heart. She won't get out of my heart. She won't. I saw a glimmer in the dark, and now I know she won't get out of my heart. She won't. Thank you.
your purse, pull me out, throw me down, stick me to your lip and draw a scarlet O. There's a name on my chest in red, the embossing of a branded wound, and I don't want you to get out of my heart. She won't, she won't get out of my heart. She won't, she won't. I saw a glimmer in the dark, and now I know she won't get out of my heart. Oh, she
Once in a while, I'll go see some of my personal heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been moments in time where they will play a song or a series of songs in a row where it's literally a reaffirmation of faith in what I'm doing, you know?
Yeah.
Well, we went to see The Cure last night at Hollywood Bowl, and I was like, watching it, and you know, they have obviously this godlike status, but I was just standing there, I was like, man, they're just like us, you know? There's a band with guitars and a bass and keyboards and a drummer, you know? And that was really, I don't know, it was, I've never seen The Cure before, you know? And it just sort of made me feel good about, you know, what we're doing, and the fact that, you know, we're still just a band with guitars and keyboards.
It's KCSN, you know, is your friend.
KCSN was a constant friend on those horrible drives. No, a big fan, and so happy to be back here.
Yeah.
Well, we're great. We're glad to have you. Frightened Rabbit, tonight at the Fonda, can't be missed. You know, the new album, Painting of a Panic Attack, it sounds like, you know, the usual hyperbole, but man, this is a great record, and we can't be happier for you guys because we know how much you put into it, and we're glad we're able to share it with our audience.
Thanks for doing that.
Thanks for coming out. It's 88.5 KCSN, Perfect Harmony.